David here. I'm in Lincoln's Inn Fields with my friend and colleague, Robert Hulse, who's the most brilliant on-the-water guide and who knows more about a guy named Brunel than just about anyone else in this country. And Robert, why don't you talk a little bit about, you were the curator, you really made that thing happen, you brought it up right from the beginning, you reared it by hand, the Brunel Museum, so you're the man when it comes to that subject, but also when it comes to trips on the water, on the Thames, and guiding ashore.
Yes, the Thames is fit for that because of Brunel. The Thames, before Bazalgette, who used Brunel's technology to build a sewer system, the Thames was the biggest open sewer in the world. And there's a famous cartoon of Michael Faraday, who died today. This is his anniversary. Michael Faraday died on this day, 24th of August, 1867. It's a famous cartoon in Punch magazine, which shows Faraday giving his calling card to Old Father Thames. And in the cartoon, Old Father Thames, a very bedraggled-looking old man, all kinds of stuff dripping off his trident. It's an unpleasant idea, but that's what's happening. And he's giving him his calling card, which actually happened because Faraday dropped white card in the Thames to show just how filthy it was. And before Bazalgette built the sewer system, and he used Brunel's method of tunnelling to do it, before he built the sewer system, everything emptied into the Thames. It was the biggest open sewer in the world. And Bazalgette's simple solution, and I think we could say the cartoon made it happen, Bazalgette's simple solution was, instead of discharging the sewage into the Thames, he pumped it east in huge pipes into the North Sea for the Dutch and the Germans, actually. And there's nothing wrong with that. It works perfectly. And whenever the Dutch and the Germans complain, I always point out to them that from the English point of view, Bazalgette, using Brunel's technology, saved hundreds and thousands of Londoners' lives, but he fed the fishes in the North Sea. There are all kinds of theories why the fish stocks in the North Sea are depleted, and most of them tell you it's overfishing. But now you know, it's not overfishing. It's simply that Bazalgette stopped feeding them.
Fantastic.
If you like prawns, don't think about it at all.
Robert, what about this tour then that you do? The one at Embankment, can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Yes, on the cleaned up Thames, every Saturday and Sunday, I'm delighted to run with London Walks a boat trip, a Thames river cruise, visiting Brunel sites, dodging the sewage, because there's still a little there, though you don't see it. And we travel as Faraday did, under three Brunel bridges, past a checklist of London sightseeing buildings, I mean, like from the Tower of London to Tower Bridge to Shakespeare's Globe to the Pilgrim Steps by the Mayflower Pub. We pass item after item, landmark building after landmark building, and also Brunel's principal achievements that have shaped the city, that have changed the city, that have made it fit to live in and a pleasure to live in as well. And that happens every Saturday and Sunday. Meet me at Embankment Tube Station on the riverside, and I invite you now to a Thames river cruise with Brunel.
And can I get you to come back and tell us a little bit more about that stop on the island, Isle of Dogs, for example, at some point? Not now, but the next time out.
With pleasure. Right? Yes, with pleasure.
Yeah. And so to close, I think I want you to tell us a little bit about Robert. I think you've got a special privilege in relation to London Bridge, and well, let's hear about that. You were an actor, I think.
Yes.
And where did you go to university? Was it Podunk College or something like that?
I read English at St. Catherine's College, Oxford, and I do have a special privilege. I was awarded, great honour, the freedom of the ancient metropolitan borough of Bermondsey, which bestows upon me the right to drive sheep across London Bridge and to use any of the wharves for pleasure outings. I only need now a boat and a group of partygoers.
Fantastic. Well, look, and we can cut this if you want, this bit here, but the next time we do this, I also perhaps can get you to tell that story about where your eldest daughter was conceived.
Yes, I can now, yes. And I'd be happy to.
Yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, Robert. That's great. Thanks very much. Let's see what...